clarification again in Hilchot Mukseh. So I'm reading from Hakam Yitzhak Beracha in his Sefer on Mukseh, Berachat Yitzhak, on page Yod. Davar shemelachto leisur she'en alav Torat Keli, kegon hatichat etz haomedet lehasaka asur leteltelo afilu letzorek gufo o mekomo. It's based on a Gemara in Shabbat that on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet. There the Gemara is talking about a piece of wood on Yom Tov, for example, that is omed lehasaka. A piece of wood is generally standing to burn as fuel, which on Yom Tov, that would be permissible. On Yom Tov, hasaka is permissible. The Gemara, however, concludes that although it's permissible for hasaka, it's the only thing that it's permissible for, and it would not be permissible for any other function. Not to move it to Tzorech Mekomo or Gufo, and the Gemara concludes that Hu Adin B'Shabbat, principle being that anything that's not considered a Keli, it'll only be permissible to use it for the item that it was, you know, designated for, what was Miyuchad Lekach for. That's how the Gemara concludes. We could draw a rule from this Gemara. Why is it not considered a Keli? The Mefarshim explained it is because this item over here, the way you use it, it's going to get destroyed. This is, you're going to put it in the fire. So it has, you know, after you finish using it, it's like a one-time item and turns into ashes. That's not considered a keli, even though it has a permissible function, at least on Yom Tov. Therefore, on Shabbat, we are not going to call that piece of wood a kli shemelakto leisur. It's not a kli. So that's the general rule that comes out, and that's the way he codifies when he says davar shemelachto leisur she'en alav torat kli hatichat etz ha'omedet hasaka asur leteltelo afilu tzorek gufo mekomo. What does it come out for us besides a piece of besides a log being you know mukse on Yom Tov for other things? And clearly a log being, you know, forbidden on Shabbat for anything. Which other practical cases? Hilkaki writes Gafrurim. Gafrurim is a match. Again, the match is going to compare to the piece of wood in the sense that it's not a kili because its usage is its kilui. Its usage is its destruction. Or cigariot. Okay, a cigarette. Cigar. It's the same principle. So a cigarette basically is a log. Its usage is its kilui. V'chen pehamim. En letaltelam afil lesor gufam o mekomam. Why? Oil ba'avi kebakarat. Shishimusha hu kiluya. Its shimush is its kilui. V'lachen en alea torat kli. Now we can just extrapolate for a second. Are you going to tell me now a disposable cup? You know, shimusha, I use it once, I throw it in the garbage. Are you going to tell me that that's going to be considered now mukseh, in the sense if I'm not using it, I won't be able to move it in the sort of gufom ekomo? So he writes in a paragraph, he says, V'hineh lechaura yesh tadmon bebaka'at, dechol davar sheshimusho had pa'ami, en alav torat kili, ulfi zeh yaseh letaltel kelim had pa'amim, shemenachtam le'isur. Kli had pa'ami shemenachtam le'isur. For example, let's say a tin. You have a tin where it's usually... For baking or for cooking, one of those type of tins over there. So, if you call it a klishim alachto liisur, like a pot, you'd say, okay, so the gufo, so the mekomo. But if you're going to say that, no, this is worse than a klishim alachto liisur, because the tin, then you use it and then you throw it out. So he says over here, כלי חד פעמי שמלאכתם לאיסור כמו תבנית, אפייה וכדומה, אפילו לסרגופם ומקומם של מרפם, מי הוא מסתברא דשני? Two major differences. דשני בקעת ששימושה הוא כלויה, מה שאין כבכלים חד פעמי שאינם מתקלים, you might throw it out, but it's not מתקלה. The pan or the tray or the aluminum, the tin is still kayam, so that's a clear difference. ובפרט שבזמן הזה השימוש בכלים חד פעמים שכיח טובה מרכב סברו שיחשב כלי. And today, not only that, but they use also, you know, over again, for that matter. And therefore, he doesn't want to go so far to be, or said a, you know, a tin, and things like that, to put it in the category of a baka'at. He then comes along and says, and then he writes in Nalakha, מכל מקום, כלי חד פעמי, שלא מתקלה בשימושו, כגון תבנית אפייה, נדרש שיש על הפתורת כלי לעניין זה, ומוטל תלתלו לסור גופו ומקומו. That'll be a regular כלי שמלאכתו. It's like a regular pot, like a regular cooking pot. That's not going to change. And then comes along and brings the סברה of החם בן ציון. מי הוא יש שומרים שכיוון שנעשית בהם הכנה חשובה, להשתמש בהם, יש עליהם תורת כלי. That someone is saying that, you're right, when it comes to a baka'at, you did nothing. You did nothing. It's omed ha'ka'at, meshet shidimei bereshit. It's mukhan ve'omed. Therefore, it's not going to have a deed of a keli. But when there was made a hakana ashuva in order to serve a function, that can turn it into a keli itself. Chamenshiyon brought that sebara, sebet teila le David, also was yoreh to that type of sebara. Came out, lemaaseh, when it came to matches and things like that, Chamenshiyon was mekel, the Yesh Omni Mobe is mekel, le'umatam, you have Reb Moshe that's going to be on the Osfim, even a sort of gufor umekomo, he also, it seems, is yoreh to that he wants to compare it to the baka'at. And since the baka'at is not considered a kid because it's ne'evad bekach, therefore we'll put all those items in that category. Of course, you know, if a person can do away with it and not use a match or Shabbat as a toothpick, of course, you know, he should know that he's putting himself in a machlok. If a mahmir, tavo ala beracha. But clearly those are the lenient. To use the match as a toothpick or a collar stay or things like that, they have what are, but clearly, we definitely can be mekel on tins and things like that to call them a klisha melakto liisud. The analogy to baka'at is not exact in the sense that, first of all, these things were made lekach. Number two, they're not kaleh. Number three, we can use them over and over. So therefore, they don't have the same qualities as a baka'at that's not a keli. So therefore, we'll still consider these tins over here a klisha melakto liisud. And therefore, the tzore gufo mekomo, whatever the normal rules are. That's how he comes out again. And Pei Yud and Yud Aleph.